Welcome to the Overweight Mind podcast. My name is Jay Nixon, and I'm the best-selling author of The Overweight Mind. This podcast is where the power of positive psychology, mindset, and personal development converge to transform lives. I hope you'll join us on this uplifting journey as we explore the secrets to creating a lifestyle that leads to happiness, health, and wealth. Discover how science of the mind can help you achieve your weight loss goals and unlock your full potential of life. It's where the magic of the mind meets the path to a healthier, wealthier you. Welcome to the show. I've got an absolute banger for you today. Welcome back to The Overweight Mind. My name is Jay Nixon. I'm your host. And today we're going to delve into a topic that affects millions and millions of people. The bewildering world of fitness influencers, gurus, and even doctors who are saturating social media and YouTube with misleading information. From misrepresenting clinical data to the obsession with fame over genuine health, we're going to unpack the harmful trends that are making it hard for individuals just like you to achieve their maximum health. And here's why. Because you're confused. You're overwhelmed. And it is confusing and overwhelming. I've been in this industry for over 35 years, and I've never seen anything like this. And I never thought 35 plus years ago that we would be where we are today. We are in a crisis of wellness, a crisis of health, and the people that are supposed to be helping you, the influencers, which I don't even know what that is, the gurus, which doesn't make any damn sense, the experts, which what makes somebody an expert, and now even the doctors are getting involved. Do you remember when a doctor was just a doctor? Not anymore. Doctors are now influencers. And here's part of the problem. Here's one of the biggest problems. Number one is the misrepresentation of clinical data. Fitness influencers, gurus, and doctors are often cherry-picking clinical data to fit their narrative. They're manipulating research findings to support their own agenda, whether it's advocating for a particular diet, endorsing a specific exercise regimen, or misinterpreting scientific studies that do lead to you being confused and you getting false hopes. So what this means is they're taking clinical data and they're only talking about the piece of the study that benefits them. They don't talk about the other portions of the study that don't benefit the point that they're trying to make. So it's a misrepresentation of the study because they'll say this new clinical research data of 25 million people shows blank. What else did it show? How did it show that? What was the population? Give me more details. You're never going to get that. You're simply going to get these massive sound bites. And if you're getting just a massive sound bite without anything to follow it up, there's a high likelihood that it is a misrepresentation of that data. Because if it wasn't, they would give you all the data points. And number two kind of goes right along with that. It's the fabrication of facts and half-truths. In their pursuit to influence you and profit off of you, that's the key thing you have to remember. These days, people on the internet, people that are influencers, gurus, and the medical professionals that you see doing the influencing game, their number one goal is to profit from your confusion. Many of the influencers, I'm just going to start using the word influencers, and know that I'm talking about anybody and everybody who is doing these tactics to try to influence you to buy something that it is that they're selling. All right? So many of these influencers are resorting to making up facts and using half-truths to bolster their stance. This is deceptive. It's a deceptive practice that not only misleads you, but it also undermines the credibility of evidence-based health evidence, evidence-based science. So what I mean by this is when an influencer pops on the screen and they give a half-baked or half-truth about something, they talk about only the benefits but don't give you the potential side effects of said situation. And then they concoct and scheme these made-up numbers. Like let's use cold plunging for an example. There is very little clinical data Very little double-blind, placebo-controlled, clinical data, real-world, big-volume studies on all of these benefits that the gurus are giving you with the cold plunging phenomenon. Think about this. Listen, people have been using cold water therapy for a long time, and there are some massive, unbelievable benefits from it, just from an overall, you know, inflammatory reduction standpoint. I mean, if you're as old as I am, in the 80s and 90s, when you were on a sports team in high school, you would do a hot cold contrast. So I remember when I blew my ACL in college, part of my rehab was get in the hot tub, get in the cold tub, get in the hot tub, get in the cold tub. I'm sorry, I blew my ACL in high school. Hot tub, cold tub, hot tub, cold tub. The contrast therapy has been around forever. But now the gurus are telling you all of these other like statistical blah, blah, blahs that just aren't backed up by medical science, because who in their right mind is going to spend thousands and thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars doing a clinical study on cold plunging? Now, I'm not disparaging cold plunging. I think it's I cold plunge. If I get the opportunity, there's a few resorts that I love to go to, have a cold plunge. I do it every single time that I'm there. But you also don't see me popping on the internet and talking about, I'm about to cold plunge and take 27 years off my life. I'm about to cold plunge and reduce the amount of inflammation by 976% in my big toe. Like it's a little bit exaggerated. I'm not saying it's not good for you. I'm not saying it doesn't do amazing stuff for you, but you have to understand why you're doing it. And if these gurus are going to come on and say, well, it's going to decrease the blah, blah, blah by the dum, dum, dum and the ding, ding, ding. And you're like, whoa, holy crap. I don't even know what that means, but I'm going to go pay $10,000 for a cold plunge. Or I'm going to start filling my bathtub with $1,000 worth of ice a month. I'm not telling you not to do that, but I'm telling you to understand why it is you're doing it. I'm telling you not to just believe something because somebody on a computer screen with the DR in front of their name, or a million followers, or I'm an expert, or I'm a guru, or I'm a this, or I'm a that, just because somebody says it. And listen, I want you to go fact check everything I'm saying. Go fact check everything I'm saying. Go fact check anything you've ever heard me say, please. And if I'm wrong, reach out to me, tell me I'm wrong, show me the proof, and you know what I'll do? I'll be like, hey, hand up. I misspoke. These gurus aren't doing that. They're misspoking and misleading you, misspeaking and misleading you to try to influence you so they can increase their profitability. Number three is the promotion of the quick schemes and the programs. The allure that you're going to get healthy fast. Just do this and you'll be healthy. Huh? You're not talking about the other seven variables that I need to do in order to actually even get the word health into my vocabulary. So get healthy and lose weight fast. You lose weight quick schemes are pervasive in this industry. And influencers are peddling programs, pills, and products promising you miraculous results. Preying on your vulnerability because you're stuck. You're overwhelmed. The weight loss and wellness world is a $5 trillion plus dollar industry. Wrap your brain around that. $5 trillion industry. And we're getting unhealthier by the day. But this guru is coming on and telling you, if you just do this one meditation and cold plunge in the morning, and you take 17 deep breaths in through your nose, out through your ears, you're going to be the healthiest person on the planet. Really? They're just playing on your vulnerabilities. And these influencers, they're promoting these quick fix solutions, they're just going to fail you over time. They're not going to deliver sustainable long-term health results. And then you're going to be stuck with $27,000 worth of crap that you don't even want to. How many of you guys this is a kind of an adjunct, this is kind of a sidebar, but how many of you can look around your house right now and see a Peloton that you don't even ride? Don't you think the same thing is going to happen with that cold plunge? That sauna? Listen, I've got a sauna I use every day. I absolutely love it. I think it's one of the most phenomenal things. I think sauna is better than cold plunge. Uh-oh, somebody's going to be pissed about that. Some influencer is going to reach out and be like, you're wrong. Okay, cool. Tell me how I'm wrong. Show me the data. There's data on saunas. There's more data on saunas than there is on cold plunging, right? But it's not as cool, right? Because it's like if you're hardcore if you plunge, right? And I love the cold plunge. I can't wait to go to the place that I'm going to get to go to really soon because they got the best cold plunge that I've ever been in. Love it. Can't get enough of it. So I'm not bashing it. I'm just bashing the overblown production of what it is it's going to do for you. Number four is the overcomplication and confusion that they portray. Fitness influencers are overcomplicating health-related concepts to create a sense of confusion and dependency among the consumers, dependency among you. They want you to be dependent upon them. I always tell people that work with me, I want you to get so much information so quickly that you can just delete my phone number from your phone. You never have to watch me talk on another video. You never have to listen to another training call. You never have to do anything. I want to give you so much valuable information so quickly that you learn how to live a lifestyle that works for you for the rest of your life, and you never have to spend a dime working with another joker like me. That's my goal. Have you heard an influencer say that? Absolutely not. And by the way, I'm not an influencer. I'm not a guru. I'm not an expert. I am a dude who gives a crap about people, who has a vast amount of experience in the medical world, the health and fitness world, the nutrition world, the world of weight loss. I've helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people get healthy. I've written 2 books. The Overweight Mind is a best-selling book on Amazon today. I wrote it 5 years ago. I am none of those things. I'm not here to influence you. I'm not here to guru you. I'm not here to expert you into anything. I'm simply here to help people understand what it is that's going on. So by presenting themselves as the sole arbiter of a complex nutritional algorithm or a complex exercise strategy, influence perpetuate a cycle of resiliency on their perceived authority. Think about that. If somebody is giving you such overwhelming information that there's no, I just had an expert on my podcast last week. The episode hasn't even come out yet. I've read the gentleman's 2 books. He is deemed an expert in the world of inflammation. He showed up to the podcast and absolutely just threw up clinical research after this, after that, after this stat, after that stat, and never really gave a whole lot of basis or credibility to anything he was saying. Every time I would try to ask a question, he would just steamroll over me. Like, as an expert and a guru in a field, wouldn't you want to hear questions that non-experts have? And the one question I did get to ask, he said, that's the best question anybody's ever asked me. And then didn't answer the question, just continue to throw up this overblown information because he was trying to sell people into a series that he's creating. Well, the only way to sell people into a series that you're creating is to show them that you care. Show them you care enough to just shut up for a second and listen to a question that might help thousands and thousands of people, not what you think they want to hear, but what they actually want to hear. So if that's happening to you with your gurus and your experts, get out. There's another trend going on with the gurus, experts, influencer, doctors. It's this obsession with debunking each other. They would rather prioritize trying to discredit each other than prioritizing the well-being of their audience. Some influencers are engaging in this relentless battle to prove each other wrong. Just like it's like the he said, she said of the world of weight loss and nutrition and wellness and all that stuff. And this competitive atmosphere detracts from the true mission of promoting health, wellness, and leaving the consumer, you, caught in the middle of the crossfire and the conflicting advice. If you watch YouTube, if you listen to podcasts, and you listen to the top 10 gurus, I just use air quotes, if you're not watching the YouTube and you're listening on a podcast, if you listen to the top 10 gurus on a weekly basis, let's just say you spent the next two weeks, and you're going to listen to everything they say, you'd be so confused. You wouldn't even know what to do. You'd start 37 different diets. You would join 17 different fitness programs. You'd be cold plunging, hot plunging, medium plunging, breathing underwater. You'd be drinking moss from the Amazon. You'd be putting drops of something on the top of your head. You'd be doing so much crazy crap. Because that's the only way they can get people to watch. You can't go on social media anymore and just say the truth. You can't just go in there and say, if you do these 7 things, and by the way, they're all free. You don't need to pay for any of them. You're going to get healthier. Now, I'm not saying you don't need more detailed advice. You absolutely do. Some people need more data. Some people need more advice. Some people need more support and accountability. But what we don't need is more overblown BS manufactured information to try to get clicks, views, and likes. It's absolutely embarrassing. And that leads me to my last point. It's the fame game over being genuinely involved in the industry to help. Many influencers are in the pursuit of fame over their commitment to genuinely helping people like you improve their health. So the quest for likes, clicks, follows, sponsorships, deals can lead to the prioritization of this sensationalism over evidence-based guidance and ultimately jeopardizing the wellness of their audience. I can only imagine. I heard somebody say the other day, I've listened to so much stuff, I have no idea what to do. I listened to this, and you notice I haven't said anybody's name because I'm not in the game of defaming people or talking crap or any of that stuff. But if they're listening, if they get this clip and somebody sends it to them because they think that's who they are, you'll know if it's you. Like, you'll know if you're playing these games, or you'll know if you're not. You'll know if you're really in this for the right reason. I sound like I'm on The Bachelor. Are you here for the right reasons? Are you? Really? I mean, listen, I'll give you a rose if you are. But why are you here? Like, what are you here to do? If it's the sensationalism of information, right? Because what we've gotten to now is, I'll give you an example that's not even related to this industry. I watch this YouTube couple called Kara and Nate. It's a great travel couple, a great travel channel if you're into travel and things like that. They've gone to like every country in the world, done all these things. And now what I've noticed is like, they're having to do more extreme. They rode across America on a three-person bike last year, like on the side of highways with 18-wheelers screaming by. Lucky to be alive. But you have to do this extreme stuff. Like, look at all of the nonsense. And I won't name the influencers that are doing all this, but it's like everything has to be extreme or nobody's going to pay attention to it. And I never thought 30 years ago that the fitness world, the nutrition world would be where it is today. I never thought that we would have this sensationalism of nonsense and not really cared about actually helping people live a healthier, just better life. But there's so many people out there struggling, and my industry is in a fight with itself for fame. My industry is in a fight with itself to be famous, to get clicks and likes and endorsements and all of this stuff that really doesn't matter, because nobody cares if they help somebody as long as they get the right amount of clicks, and they'll say anything and they'll do anything. Even if it misleads a consumer, even if you get misled and you get information that isn't going to help you, that might potentially even harm you, because nobody's willing to tell the truth, because the truth isn't sexy. The honest truth is, it's not that complicated. But things that aren't complicated aren't sexy. So my industry has to make things so complicated that you're so confused, you don't know what to do next. You don't know whether you should buy that pill, potion, or lotion. You don't know whether you should follow this coach or guru or expert to South America to do an ayahuasca journey in the middle of the jungle. You don't know if you should never eat again. You don't know if you should be paleo, keto, guido, carnivore, vegan, vegetarian. Like, there, you don't know. You don't know. You have no clue. And if I was where you are, I would have no clue either, because it's so overwhelming. It's trying to learn every language in the world when we don't even have mastery of the English language. I say that all the time. People are like, hey, you should learn Spanish or French or whatever. I was like, I struggle with English. Like, I want to master this first. And that's what they're trying to get you to do. They're trying to get you to understand and be able to speak and write every language in the world when you don't even have the basics of nutrition mastered, the basics of sleep and hydration mastered, the basics of recovery mastered. And what they do is they know that you're craving a quick fix, because we all are. We all want things faster than we deserve them. So we're all craving the same thing. We all want to get rich faster than we deserve to be rich. We all want to get healthier faster than we deserve to be healthy. We all want those things fast, 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 fast. And they know that. And so they're going to tell you, if you do these sensationalized things, you can get this too. And then they're going to be on the screen with 0% body fat because they're 20 years old and they're doing various things to create a physique of that nature. But it's not you. It's not me. It's not the common person that's not on artificial things. It's not a 20-year-old influencer talking to a 50-year-old, right? Like, what is a 20? I'm going to be 50 in October. What is a 19-year-old influencer who's shredded, has a six-pack, you know, weighs 137 pounds, but looks great? What are they going to, what, how are they going to influence me? Right? We don't have the same things going on. But that's just it. They know that through the delusion of our own brains, and I'm guilty as well. Sometimes I look at these influencers in my space and I'm like, wow, that person looks amazing. And then I say, well, they're 19 years old. They've been working out since they were 16 because they knew the influencer game, right? They're sponsored by XYZ. They've got 27 billion followers. But what are they really saying, Jay? And if you stop and listen and you get critical and you listen to what they're saying, they're not saying anything. They're not really giving you anything of value. They're giving you just enough to get you to come back for the next thing. And we're so social media driven now that we believe everything we see on there when truth and reality is just a highlight reel. It's just an absolute highlight reel. It's not the truth. Nobody shows you what they're doing in the dark days. Nobody shows you what they're doing on the struggling days, right? Nope. There's no footage of that person before, during, and after a struggle. It's only the highlight reel. So as a consumer, it's crucial to approach the information disseminated by fitness influencers and gurus with a critical eye. You've got to discern the facts from the fiction, and you've got to prioritize really true evidence-based practices. And listen to me, I understand that's hard because they're convincing. Because they just come on and say, hey, I'm Dr. blah, blah, blah. And we automatically say, well, holy crap, what you're saying must be true. I wish it was, but often it's not. Often there's maybe a glimpse of the truth, maybe a fraction of the truth, but not the whole truth. And that's really what you deserve. So individuals, you have to learn to navigate this complex landscape of the fitness industry more effectively. And you have to remember that true health and wellness is not achieved through shortcuts or gimmicks, or just jumping in something cold, or setting in something hot, or taking this pill, or taking that pill. Anything that's truly sustainable is going to have to be a lifestyle choice that you get consistent and committed with. And of course, try to follow sound scientific principles. But understand, just because that somebody comes on in a white lab coat, or somebody comes on and they look really good, or somebody comes on and they have 1 billion followers, that just because they say it doesn't make it true. Just because they believe it doesn't make it true. So the whole purpose of this is I want you to understand that there's not going to be anything that you see from a sensationalized perspective. And let me give you a tip. Here's what I would do. If you find somebody and you say, hey, this person seems to be legit, what I would do is this. I would go back to as far as you can and see what that person was saying. And then I would start to follow them on a daily basis. And I would listen to everything they see, everything they say. And then I would do my own research on that. And if they've been consistent from day one to where they are now, I'm not saying they can't make a mistake. I'm not saying they can't say, listen, through my 30-year career, I've thought some things were true that now I know aren't. And I will freely admit those, because one of my policies in life is always confident, sometimes wrong, and that I reserve the right to change my mind based on new information that I receive or that I find. And so I'm always going to be confident about my beliefs, but I'm always going to be willing to challenge my own beliefs because there's things that I don't know. Like, there's no person on the planet that knows everything about everything. And just because I interpret something one way doesn't mean that interpretation is the way that the thing is. And so I respect and honor. If you go back to the beginning of time and listen to the things I've said, and if you listen to everything I've said, you'll hear me say several times, I used to believe this to be true. And now I know through this factual scientific perspective and principles that I was wrong. That's what you want. And I'm not telling you it's me. I'm just telling that's what you want to do. So if you're following a particular guru, just pay attention. Don't take everything they say as face value. Don't take everything I say as face value. Don't take anything as anybody says as face value. Do your research on anything and everything. That's the only way you're going to have a true knowledge building session about what it is. And just hearing sound bites and little clips isn't enough. Like, don't follow and believe a guru just because they have cool editing on their social media clips. That's not good enough. I guarantee you, there's somebody in this world, probably thousands of them, that aren't even on social media, that are smarter than all of us, that have more knowledge about health and wellness and nutrition than all of us combined, than every guru combined. I guarantee they're out there. They're just not on social media because they're helping probably people on a one-to-one. They're not interested in sponsorships or guru deals or clicks and likes and fame. They're interested in really just doing the work. I want to meet those jokers, don't you? Like, that's who I'm looking for. I'm looking for that guy or gal that's doing it because they just love to do it. All right. When the guru was somebody you just heard about, you don't even know if they're real. Never saw them on the internet, never saw them on TV, right? Didn't have a click campaign, weren't selling merch, right? That's the world we live in today, is the sensationalism of everything. So let's do this. Let's start looking for those gurus, those experts, those wizards that aren't on social media, that are doing it for the love of doing it because they really love helping people. Because I can guarantee you, if somebody has a billion followers, endorsement deals, sponsorships, this and that, you know, it kind of goes back to the old saying, like, it's in, like, in the boxing fight world, like, it's hard to get out of bed and train when you're sleeping in satin sheets. Meaning when you've got so much success, you'll kind of start to deviate from your true messaging just to continue to keep that success. Because what a guru, expert, and influencer fears more than anything else, it's not the fear of not being able to help you. It's the fear of you no longer desiring their help. You no longer clicking. You no longer liking. You no longer commenting. That's the true fear. That's the real fear. The fear is not whether you get help or not. See, but that's the fear of people that really care. Like, somebody who really cares about your health and fitness and your wellness, that's their only fear. Their only fear is that you're not going to get the help that you need. But listen, when you get to a billion followers and you get 9 gajillion clicks and likes and hearts and stuff like that, your bias shifts. And the only thing you think about from that perspective, you're not thinking about, well, gosh, I just helped 9 quadrillion people today. You're thinking about, well, how do I get 10 quadrillion people to like this? Because I know if I do, that's an extra 100,000, maybe $1 million that goes into my bank account. That's the world of health and fitness that we live in today. It's not a true world of an influencer being somebody who really cares about you, a guru being somebody who really wants to walk you through a process, an expert, somebody who really won't manipulate the data to serve their purpose, but will tell you the full truth and nothing but the truth based on their belief system and what they know to be right. Right? The first thing they teach you in medicine is do no harm. Right? That should be our first lesson in life, do no harm. But there's a lot of harm being done based on the misinformation, the fabrication of half-truths, the quick fix schemes, scams, the overcomplication and confusion, and then just this obsession with trying to prove each other wrong. What if we all got together? What if the 10 greatest gurus, you make your own list. What if the 10 gurus of health and wellness and fitness and all the things got together in a room and got on the same page and said, hey, we're no longer going to do this. And listen, by the same page, I don't mean they all have to believe what each other believes, but got on the same page as far as like, hey, we're no longer going to do this for fame. We're no longer going to do this for clicks and likes and sponsorships. We're going to do this because our goal is to help a billion people. What would happen then if those 10 people were on the same page, giving real world information that wasn't sensationalized? Have you ever thought about that? I do, but maybe I'm weird. So here's what I want to leave you with. I get it. The world of health, the world of wellness, the world of weight loss is so confusing, so overwhelming, and can be downright just mystifying because you just like, what? I don't even know what to do next, so I'm not going to do anything. And so my desire for you is that you just go super simple, right? Get yourself in a nutrition state that, listen, I'm not asking you to eat perfect. I'm not asking you to give up everything in life. I don't believe in deprivation or starvation. I don't believe in bad food. I just believe in bad decisions when it comes to food. I think there's three reasons people struggle. I think it's we eat too much, we eat too often, and we eat the wrong combination of foods. But that doesn't mean that there's bad foods or good foods or that you can't have this and you don't ever eat that again. It's about the creation of a lifestyle that you can live with that provides you with a health and wellness stability where you can prevent disease, where you can prevent the things that are going to prevent you from doing the things you want to do later in life. That's all I'm about. I want you to move your body a little bit. I don't care if you just get out of bed and go for a walk. You don't have to join a gym. You don't have to buy weights. You don't have to get a Peloton. You don't have to climb Mount Everest. You don't have to do CrossFit. I just want you to move your body. Then I want you to sleep better. I want you to stop staying up all night watching your screen, clicking and scrolling and liking all this BS I've been talking about for the last hour. I want you to sleep better. I want you to get better, real high quality sleep because that's gonna give you longevity. That's gonna help your hormonal balances and your insulin balances and your insulin resistance and all those things. I want you to hydrate properly. I want you to get plenty of water and electrolytes every single day to keep your body functioning at a really, really high level. I want you to avoid toxins and the things that you know are going to harm you. If you just started there, right? The simplicity of what I just gave you, like truth be told, that's the secret, right? That's the secret formula. I didn't tell you to buy anything. I didn't tell you to sign up for anything. I didn't tell you that's the secret. I just gave you the secret to health and wellness. I just solved the $5 trillion weight loss industry. And listen, I know there's more complexities than that. I'm not naive. I understand that there are medical interventions that need in certain situations. I understand that there are certain supplementational packages that are very beneficial. I understand that certain people need help with the sleep thing. I understand that there's some hormonal stuff. I understand that there are people with, I understand all of it. But if you don't start with that simplicity that I just gave you, the other stuff doesn't matter. Like your hormones won't matter if you don't start sleeping. Your hormones won't matter if you don't start moving your body. Your hormones won't matter if you keep eating in a destructive pattern, right? It won't matter. Like you could take all the hormones in the world, get on all the bioidenticals that's ever been created, and it won't matter because the other things you're doing, the simple things, the free things are so out of alignment that it'll just be a wash. If not, cause you more harm. So the reason for this podcast today was not to defame anybody. That's why I never said a name. It wasn't to bash anybody. That's why I never said a name. It wasn't to talk down to the people that are doing the things that I talked about. If they, listen, they won't even hear this, but you will. And so all I want you to do is realize that we've pedestalized people in the world today because of likes, clicks, influence, right? Number of followers. I guarantee you, I want you to think about this. I guarantee you that there's a joker out there. The one person, probably more, that's smarter than all of us combined. All of the people doing what it is, the gurus, the experts, and the people even like me. There's people out there that are smarter than we've ever even thought about being, but they're not interested in this. They're not interested in getting a like or a click or a share. They're not interested in getting a virtual huggy hug. They're just interested in doing the work and helping people. Look for those people. Guys, I appreciate you listening. I hope this helped you. And I love you. And I will see you on the next episode. All right. Be awesome to yourself. Be nice to each other. Bye. Before we dive into the show, I want to take a quick moment to talk about the sponsor of this episode. It is very dear and near and close to my heart because it is Lori's company, SpaStar. If you ever had the opportunity to watch someone create something from a thought or a vision and make this magical thing actually come to life, well, then you'll know why I'm so extremely proud of her and why I'm so excited to have her sponsoring the Thrive Forever Fit show. If you've listened to my podcast, then you probably heard her on episode 259. If you haven't heard that, I would go listen to episode 259 as soon as you finish this episode. She talks about the story of how she created it, the adversity she overcame, the challenges that she worked through, and just the inspirational story that I know you're absolutely going to love. But what Spa Star is, it's a luxury wrap. And it was created as a spa wrap for people who were getting beauty treatments. But what we found out is it is a piece for everyday life. People are wearing it as swimsuit cover-ups, resort wear, just to get ready in the mornings or for that special event. It is the most unique piece. And I've actually worn this thing several times. I was the actual first model for this. Maybe I'll show you guys some photos of that, Fred, when the time is right. But it is such a cool creation called the Get Ready Wrap by Spa Star. And because you're a listener, you get 15% off today because you support me. So just go to spastar.net, spastar.net, the word spa, the word star.net. And at the checkout, enter Thrive15, T-H-R-I-V-E 15, and you're going to get 15% off of your Get Ready Wrap. So many of my clients already have these and absolutely love them. We're selling them all over the country and all over the world, for that matter, to high-end luxury spas, and to people just like you that are using them inside of their own homes. They're traveling with them. They're using them at the pool. It's so really just unbelievably cool to see and witness. And I'm so blessed to be a part of it. And I'm so blessed to have Lori actually sponsoring my podcast, which I think is really, really cool. So go check out Spa Star. I know you're going to love it. It is the coolest thing ever. And guys, this isn't just for ladies. This is one of the coolest gifts you could get your any female in your life, for that matter. If Lori hadn't have created it, I would buy them for her as a gift to show her my love and appreciation. So dudes, if you're listening and you need to get a gift for your significant other or some special person in your life, go to spastar.net, grab a Get Ready Wrap. There's all kinds of colors. There's black, there's sage, there's a berry color, there's a I just went blank. There's a kind of a greeny, kind of avocado-y color. Really cool. You're definitely going to love these, I promise. So go to spastar.net, check it out, support Lori. And Lori, thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, let's get to the action. I hope you guys enjoyed that show as much as I did. And I want to say from the bottom of my heart, I am so thankful and so grateful that you take the time to listen to the show every week, and it means the absolute world to me. If you've got a little bit of time, it would mean everything if you would go and give the show a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening on, as well as share it with a friend or family member that you think might find value in the show. And again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being an awesome human and listening to the Overweight Mind podcast. Thanks, and we'll see you again next week. All right, bye.